Oh, are you the best of protectors? So protect me. Oh, are you the best of protectors? So protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program الأسماء الحسنى Beautiful names of Allah عز وجل And in this episode too, we'll be hearing another majestic name of our Creator, our Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal. In fact, we'll be hearing two names. And these are names that the ulama say should be mentioned together. That whenever we mention these names, we shouldn't mention them individually, we should mention them together. And throughout this episode, you'll realize why that is the case. So what are those two names? The first one, Al-Basit, and the second one, Al-Qabid. So the first name is Al-Basit, and the second name is Al-Qabid. Al-Basit, the one who spreads something, extends something. And in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who grants something, the one who bestows bounties and blessings. And Al-Qabid, Qabid means the one who restricts something, withdraws something, or causes a reduction in something. So you could say the reducer, the diminisher, Al-Qabid. Another meaning is to take something into your possession. Qabid, the one who takes something into his possession. So when we refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these names, Al-Basit means the one who spreads and extends mercy to the creation, mercy to the believers. Showers them with blessings, showers them with favors. So he extends them, he spreads them, he makes his blessings vast, and they reach the creation. And within blessings, rizq also comes, sustenance, and many other things. They are extended to the people. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not extend his blessings to the people. The opposite will occur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds, he restricts, he confines. And that is to test the people. So they are not giving these blessings, they are not giving the rizq that they themselves want or desire. So as I touched upon earlier, some ulama say it's not even permissible to just mention Al-Qabid alone when referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should use both names, Al-Basit, Al-Qabid. Meaning, why would you just mention Al-Qabid? That Allah withholds blessings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds sustenance from people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restricts people, creates constriction in their life. Why would you mention that alone? So when you mention it, you should mention Al-Basit as well. That yes, Allah at times to test people does that, but he is Al-Basit as well. He spreads his blessings to the creation. He extends his in'amat, his favors, his bounties, his mercies to the people as well. So therefore these two names should be mentioned together. Al-Qabid and Al-Basit. And here just to clarify what it means by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extending rizq to people. What does it mean by rizq? We have so many desires. It's not necessary that those desires will be fulfilled. What it means is, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا That it's upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide rizq to everything on the earth, every quadruped, every being. There's no dabba, there's no quadruped, there's no being on earth except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his mercy will bestow rizq to that person. This is upon Allah, upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What it means by rizq is that sustenance by means of which the body is sustained, that the means by which a person is nourished. And that's alhamdulillah happening for many of us. But it doesn't say here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken it upon his mercy to give abundant rizq to everyone, immense rizq to everyone. It doesn't say that. So this is something that we should keep in mind. And it happens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at times, to test people, to test his slaves, he will constrict their livelihood, constrict their sustenance. How they react, that will define them. Will they show patience? Will they be from the sabireen? Or will they wail? Will they lament? Will they cry? Will they speak to everyone about their issues? This is the defining moment. This is the moment where we're being tested and we need to react in such a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us and we come through that test successfully. So in this regard, at times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds sustenance from people, he is al-qabid. Now there's a narration where it states that in Madinah al-Munawwara, once the prices for items became quite high, and people were not able to afford them. So they complained to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the prices, the market rates have gone very high for products. And they requested the Prophet alaihi wasallam to ensure that there is a decrease in the products, the prices of the products, the market rate goes down. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed Allah is Khaliq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who creates a reduction in the sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who extends and spreads sustenance, rizq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who grants sustenance, and he is the one who appoints the rates for items, meaning he is responsible for this. And the shari'i masala here is that in an area where the prices have gone through the roof, people can't afford things, market rate is very high for items that were normally easily available before, the Qadi of Islam in that area, what he will do is, he has authority to bring those prices back to a level where people can easily purchase them, the normal rate. But if the prices haven't increased that much, only slightly, then the Qadi does not have ikhtiyar in this case. But in saying that, our deen, our religion of Islam, does not teach us to place people into difficulty. In fact, where we can, we should try and create ease for people, with the intention that if we create ease for people, people will supplicate for us, or because of that amal of ours, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring ease into our life as well, comfort and peace into our life as well. So we should look out for the welfare of the Muslims. Now, these two words, Al-Qabid and Al-Basit, which are names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they haven't necessarily been used together using those words, but there are words which are extracted from these words, which have the same root words as these words, and have the same meanings as these words, and they are used together in many places. For example, in Surah Baqarah, verse 245, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضُ وَيَبْسُطُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Who is there who will give a good loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that he may multiply for him manifold? وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضُ وَيَبْسُطُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who withholds and the one who extends. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And you will be returned towards him. So we learn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds from whomsoever he wants. He expands and creates vastness in sustenance and other things for whomsoever he wants as well. And look at the wordings of the ayah. وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضُ وَيَبْسُطُ. First, withholding has been mentioned. Restricting has been mentioned. Here the ulama state a beautiful point, that this is to comfort the believers. That yes, initially you may go through difficulty. Initially you may find that your sustenance is being withheld, or you're receiving it in little amounts, not as much as you want. But then later, وَيَبْسُطُ, that's been mentioned afterwards. So you should anticipate, you should have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that after this difficulty, ease will arrive. And we're told that in the Quran as well. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Indeed, along with difficulty comes ease. Indeed, along with difficulty comes ease. And then when we look at the benefits of the hereafter, let's put the dunya to a side for a moment, the akhirah. The fuqara, those people who in this world, they were content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree. Whatever Allah jalla wa ala gave them, they were happy with that. They struggled, yes, no doubt. They went through a lot of difficulty. They didn't have as much sustenance as others. But in the akhirah, because of their patience, because of remaining grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of being from the sabireen, what will the reward be for them? Subhanallah. They never complained to people. They never complained about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were happy with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the akhirah, what's the reward? 500 years before the wealthy, they will enter paradise. They will enter paradise 500 years before this. Is this not enough of a reward for being patient and being grateful, even though one faced this situation in this worldly life? And remember, that's not the only blessing. In the akhirah, somebody who struggled in the world, somebody who went through difficulty in the world, he'll forget about it in the akhirah. He won't even remember it. Let me narrate you a hadith, the overview of a hadith. That on the day of judgment, a person will be brought. And in the world, he have been favored, blessed with numerous bounties, numerous ni'am. But that person on the day of judgment, who had been blessed in the world, when he will experience the heat of hell for a moment, just a singular moment, the heat of hell, when it hits him, and he will be asked, what did you receive in the world? Did you receive blessings? Did you receive bounties? Did you receive favors? And he's going to say, I didn't receive any blessing. Meaning he will forget every single blessing in the world that he had. When that one moment that he experiences the heat of hell, Allahu Akbar. And contrary to this, Allahu Akbar, those people who suffered immensely in the world, they were in poverty, they were impoverished, they were destitute, they didn't have the blessings that others had, but they remained patient. They remained grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the Day of Judgment, one moment of experiencing paradise, the air of paradise, that air of paradise will reach them, that one moment, and then it will be said to them, in the world did you suffer? Did you go through difficulties? Were you in concern, great concern in the world because of these problems? And he will turn around and say, I don't remember any problems. I don't remember any difficulty. I don't remember any situation like that. Allah, but this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-powerful, who will create this situation. But that person who was drowned in the blessings of Allah, but he wasn't grateful, he wasn't from the sabirin, he wasn't from the shakirin, he wasn't of those who used Allah's blessings to obey him, he did the opposite. He will forget all his blessings. The opposite will be the situation for a person who went through every difficulty in the world. But because of that fragrant air of paradise, when he experiences that, he'll forget every single problem he faced in the world. Allahu Akbar. Look at the reward. Look at the reward. We only look at the negatives. It's human nature. We always look at the bad sides of things. We always look at the negative aspects of things. But we don't ponder upon the beautiful narrations that our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us about. And he has given great glad tidings regarding those who were less privileged in the world. But in the Akhirah, there is so much in store for them. Now here, advice, sincere counsel for those who Allah has blessed. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you, then what to do is you use those blessings of Allah in His obedience. If you want to save yourself, protect yourself from the horrors of the Day of Judgment, then what do? You remain grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You use His blessings to obey Him, to earn His pleasure, to earn His closeness, His qurbah. Allah jalla wa'ala has given you wealth, you're affluent, spend in His way. And when you spend, spend sincerely. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ What does the Quran say? If you're grateful, I'll give you more. And we have to be grateful. We have to be sincere in our a'mal. Look at the Sahaba. When we look at Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when we look at the likes of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, the Khulafa of Islam, they were bestowed with great wealth as well. But you will always find accounts of how they spent that wealth in the way of Allah. For the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then verses were revealed testifying that they spent it only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى They only seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was regarding Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu countless times throughout his life. When Islam needed it, he sacrificed his wealth, gave it in the way of Allah jalla wa'ala. It wasn't for showing off. It wasn't ostentatiously. And when we read their biographies, we don't find that they spent upon themselves only. Today we live in a world and a society where we just spend on ourselves. We just have this habit. I need to wear this. I need to be living this sort of lifestyle. I need to keep up with this. And we earn, tire ourselves out, spending on ourselves. And then afterwards, there's a new fashion. The world is trying to keep up. And we shouldn't do things for society, for people. We should do things for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you watch the reward that comes back to you manifold, inshallah. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and the likes were those people who fulfilled the right of the blessing they had. And as such, he will be one of the first people to enter paradise. So Allah is Al-Basit. Allah extends His blessings, but He is Al-Qabid as well. So we've been mentioning these two names simultaneously together. And we've said that the ulama said, use them together. Don't mention them separately. This is the adab of these two names. And as for Al-Qabid, we know in the Quran, Allah will restrict, Allah will test, Allah will put people into trial. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do that for our benefit. It doesn't benefit him to see a slave in difficulty. It's for the benefit of the slave. So many wisdoms behind that difficulty. Look at the Quran, Surah Baqarah 155, verse 155. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will definitely test you. with something from fear, hunger, shortage in wealth, reduction in wealth, وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, reduction in lives, you will lose lives, وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, reduction in provisions, in fruits as well. But then what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, but give glad tidings for the sabirin, those who are patient. Those who face all of these difficulties and still say, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Whatever Allah is pleased with, whatever Allah has willed for me, I am pleased with that. I am pleased with the decree of Allah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with me in this situation, I am pleased as well. Meaning, they have the rida of Allah in their mind at all times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes those people, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ, that whenever a difficulty, a calamity afflicts them, reaches them, قَالُوا, what do they say? إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Say, indeed, we belong to Allah. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And we have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Look at the servitude there. That powerful phrase that we are from Allah and we have to return to Him. This is the way of the sabiri. And what do people do today, unfortunately, when they face any difficulty? Why has this happened to me? You know, I'm always on the receiving end of difficulties. You know, I hate my life. Ma'adullah, some will even go to the extent of saying, why am I even living for? There's no point in me living. Everything goes bad for me. I have bad luck. I have this. I have that. Allahu Akbar. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Glad tidings to the sabirin. Who are the sabirin? That whenever a difficulty reaches them, they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We belong to Allah. We've come from Allah. And we have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. And what happens when they do that? At the instant moment a calamity strikes, on the onset of the calamity, not afterwards, not after they've, you know, cried to everyone and complained to everyone. No, straight away when they say this. And then what's the reward? أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are those people upon whom is the salawat and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And these are the people who are guided. Allah Himself is saying, these are the ones who are guided. They are not misguided. They recognize this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they remain patient. So to conclude, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Basit, the one who extends, who makes His blessings vast for people, spreads them to the people, and He's also Al-Qabid, He withholds, He restricts as well. Now what is our attitude, what is our outlook on this? What is required of us as believers? That when we are blessed, when Allah graces us with His mercy, then we show gratefulness to Him. We do not disobey Him using those blessings. In fact, we use those blessings to obey Him and to spend it in His way as well. We use those blessings to spend for His sake. And if Allah withholds from us in our life, and we will have ups and downs, then what to do there? We are to be patient. We are to go through that struggle, knowing that it is better for us. It's decreed for us. And you only understand something by its opposite. When you go through difficulty, you will appreciate good times. When you go through affliction, you will appreciate blessing as well. And inshallah, this is for our benefit. This is to purify us. This is to better us as well. And sabr, this is a great form of worship. It's a treasure from the treasures of paradise. إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ كَنْزٌ مِّن كُنُوزِ الْجَنَّةِ. Sabr is what the Anbiya alayhi wasalam did. Sabr is what our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam did throughout his life. And we need to follow suit as well. If we are claimants of being Muslim, and we are, alhamdulillah, we have the blessing of Islam in our hearts, then we are to be patient at all times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the shakirin and the sabirin. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me.